curator Rebecca Long.
In general, it's about the vanquishing of enemies.
Curator Martha Wolf.
It shows St. George slaying the dragon or defeating the dragon, and by so doing, liberating the princess who was the sacrifice made to the dragon. Well, I guess the dragon needed to be appeased every day. Rather than getting into the town and creating havoc, they just sent something outside to keep him busy every day.
St. George, the warrior saint, was the patron of the region of Catalunya and had a very civic importance and context in its original function, the slayer of all evil and all demons and all dragons.
Here you have him in what looks like black armor, but we know it's actually silver armor that has tarnished to black now. And you can see that the details of his armor, his halo, the princess's crown, many things are picked out in gold. And these things you have to imagine would have glittered in the candlelight of the small, intimate chapel of St. George in the palace of the government of Catalonia. There are so many details in the foreground of skulls and bits and pieces, but notice at the very front, where you would be closest to the viewer, is a large fly. And this is a realization that you're dealing with a sort of boneyard here and that there might have been flies, but it's also showing you what the painter can do.
The trope is that you are to be fooled whether or not it's a painted fly or an actual fly sitting on the surface of the picture.
So you're tempted to try to brush it away. And this is something that one sees at the beginning of the Renaissance in different areas, different parts of late Gothic culture.